This episode of the WW Review is sponsored by DVC-Rental.com.
Hello, welcome to the WW Review. I'm your host, Chris Malik, and I'm going to introduce a special guest co-host today. It's Carrie Hine. Carrie, thank you for joining.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm so honored and excited to get to talk to you.
Oh, please. Just two friends talking. I'm essentially on the phone here. So we've got a really interesting show today because Carrie offers a unique perspective on Disney, but a unique perspective on life. And the way that we kind of met was just through Facebook. So I'm going to do a brief introduction, and I want to make sure that we talk about what's good in Carrie's life. But the introduction is this. So as you scroll through Facebook, you find a number of things that hit your Facebook feed. You might find Disney news. You might find world news. You might find stuff that you just pass right on by. We all have that. And as I scroll through Facebook, I would find posts from Carrie. And, it made me kind of open my eyes, and it made me smile looking at what she was posting. So Carrie's undergone, along with her husband, Justin, a significant journey of health in their life. But this woman is constantly smiling and constantly radiating positivity with either messages or recipes or whatnot. And I couldn't help but just enjoy watching her journey, even like as just a remote Facebook friend. And I was like, I have to reach out to her because I just want to talk to her about Disney, Florida, and her health journey. So you're in for a treat today because, we have a really good story to tell. But before that, Carrie, what's good in your life? Share with us. What do you got going on?
Oh my goodness, Chris, so much gratitude. Honestly, something that sticks out to me is that I was walking to go and pick up our boys from school the other day because the school that our kiddos attend is just like, a mile here and there. Great. And so just being able to walk to go and get them, backstory from we used to live in Michigan. And so that was not possible, but it's all those moments of gratitude and just being able to spend time and just have those chats and an integrated life with what we get to do and just honestly enjoy Florida. Like walking outside, I'm like, I love you, Florida.
Oh man, don't say that stuff. They make me jealous here. So I live in Chicago, well, a suburb of Chicago. And so from November, December, January, February, March, everyone knows it's gray, right? It's gray, it's cloudy. We've had a pretty mild winter. Last week we actually hit 60s in a few of those days. But today there's ice and there's snow and it's cold and whatnot. But by Tuesday it's back to 65 and 70. So it is bipolar as it gets. However, looking at you and looking out the window in your recording area right here, I'm completely jealous. So yeah, the weather's gorgeous as usual. But it's been cooler this winter for you. Hasn't it been cooler down there?
It really has. It really has. It's been way cool. We call it Florida chilly or Florida cold because when we put stuff out there, our Michigan friends are like, really? Really? And I'm exactly. Like, I know. But it does actually have like a crispness and a coldness. Like people are in jeans. People are, sometimes Florida people wear in coats. Now, and it doesn't take that long to like really get used to the warm weather. And so, yeah, it's been chillier than normal, but still lots to be grateful for.
Oh, for sure. I took my youngest daughter to Epcot and Magic Kingdom. It was like January, like 3rd or 4th. And it was 53 degrees, gray, breezy. And people was like, that sounds not too bad until you're down in Florida and that weather, that the humidity level is like in the high 80%. And 53 degrees is dang cold. Like you are like begging for mercy at that point. So
yeah, it is Florida cold. It's true. There's a difference between it because in Michigan, I mean, if with my mom, she was like, okay, if it's over 50, you can wear shorts.
Pretty much. right? Pretty much.
That's not what you see.
Okay, so before we even get to the Disney backstory, because we are a travel podcast, we're a Disney podcast, but before we get to the Disney backstory, explain that if you could, please. So you grew up in Michigan and you moved to Florida. What was that? What did that connection come into play in life?
Yeah, there's a lot of little stepping stones that got us here to Florida. But I think first and foremost, like I was introduced to Disney when I was four. And like I'm a kiddo of the 80s. So if you remember like the futuristic Mickey and Minnie with like the rainbow and like the silver.
Silver. So, yeah.
Yeah, like the shoulder pad. Like that's my first picture at Disney. And so that's when my eyes got just super starry eyed. And then our family came down, you know, probably it was our vacation, like as a family. So every 4 years, like we would be able to come back around that time. And then meeting my husband, Justin, he is made of magic and joy and wonder is like his top value. And so we actually got married here. We got married on the boardwalk, that little white pavilion by the lake. That's where we got married with like 13 of our family members and friends. Wow. And so that was a piece where we were like, man, like we just every moment we had, like with our kiddos, with the toys, like with just watching, we love the dreaming. We love the mindset. We love the love, Chris. And so it was part of our family. But then what ended up happening was we brought our boys down here for the first time when they were 4 and 2 with my family. And it was like, oh, our 2-year-old Graham, at that point, he looked at us and he was like, I'm going to live in that castle. Oh, he's like, I'll build you a space too, but I'm going to live there. And we were like, oh, and then how we actually ended up here was, we came down to visit my dad. He lives about an hour north, of us here. And we came down to visit Papa Bear, we call him. And, he took us to the Kennedy Space Center. And that is when our oldest son, Gideon, was like, man, there's so much to experience here. Like there's so much to Florida. And we looked at each other and it was one of those moments. It was like Justin and I in the front seat, Gideon and Graham in the back. And I swear there was just this like electric moment of, wow, like this could actually be possible. At that point, we were both able to work from anywhere. And it was like, just like a boom moment. And man, you know what we did? We went home. We sold our house in a week and Justin and I were like, we better find a place to live.
So how did that house sell so quickly? Because usually there's like a deliberation process. You go home, you evaluate pros and cons. You guys were ready to go, right?
We just knew. It literally was that car moment where we were just like, all right, like this is a go. Everyone's open and it's the right time. And so we went home knowing. We literally reached out to our real estate agent and she was like, this is going to sell fast. Mm. And we were like, all right. And it did, the first people who came through. So that's when Justin and I came down on our own and, we had like, I think 7 places picked out to look at, apartments. Yeah. And this where you see me sitting right now is the first apartment we came to. We looked at the view. It felt like home. We went to one other place and we were like feeling like we were cheating on this apartment.
Okay. Okay.
And so then we canceled everything else and the rest is history. Like it, we were down here. Yeah. Within a month. After that.
So you mentioned that the boys were young. They were 2 and 4 when you made the move. Did I catch that right, Carrie?
We were 2 and 4 when we first came to Disney for the first time.
Okay.
And then when we moved here, it's been like 2 years now. So they, at that point, were, Graham had just turned 6 and Gideon was about to turn 8.
Okay. So there were some roots established in Michigan, but they weren't like 6th grade, 8th grade, freshman year. So you had a chance to plant and then grow in Florida, as opposed to, because it gets harder as the kids get older, it gets much harder, you know, and so friendships have to form on deeper levels. So good for you guys. Okay. So you're down in Florida. You also have your father close by. So you got Papa Bear close by. So you have a support system. So that's what makes that. Now you're surrounded by the magic. So you live in close proximity to the Walt Disney World complex. Am I correct, Carrie?
Yeah. So out this window that you can see behind me, we see every night the Magic Kingdom fireworks.
Okay. You're right at the back door there of Magic Kingdom. Okay.
Yeah.
Interesting. So let's take that opportunity then. So you to discuss like Disney and what it means and your Disney-ness. But first things first, let's tackle some easy ones. Okay. Mm-hmm. Your favorite park.
Oh, okay. So this is so hard. It's gotta be Magic Kingdom. I mean, it's just there's the castle and all the things, but I also have to say like, there's something about Animal Kingdom to me as well. Now, like going there, it's so chill. It's got its own vibe. Well, they all do, but, I find myself there a lot. And also, I think as a kid, though, Hollywood Studios was my favorite. And now, I mean, you can't deny the countries. I'm just going to tell you all of them.
Nope. You got to pick one, Carrie. You have to. And what would Justin say, too?
Yeah. So Justin would say Magic Kingdom, too.
Okay.
Yeah. If there was only one I could ever go to again, I would pick that.
Okay. It's hard to argue that. Some people would pose Animal Kingdom and Epcot Studios occasionally, but it's really hard to argue Magic Kingdom. That's that when you get your first exposure to Walt Disney World, it's where many of the characters, you know, consider themselves like their home option. It's just hard to argue Magic Kingdom. Okay. What about your character? What about your character then? What is your character?
Oh, by far Minnie Mouse. Minnie Mouse, always, always. Like, you know, the little glass store, it's kind of a big glass store, but like where they etch your name into a glass of Magic Kingdom. Okay. I have one of those like up in my cupboard right now from when I was four, and it has my name on the front and Minnie Mouse on the back. So yeah, Minnie, she has always been my jam. I love her.
So would Justin say Mickey Mouse? Is that his guy? Yeah. Okay. No problem. What about your favorite attraction?
Oh, favorite attraction. I have so many. There is something for me about Tower of Terror.
Interesting.
I know, right? Like
the headliner for sure. I mean,
Yeah, it's the mechanics, that thrill of like being pulled and then like pumped up. There's just something that's so exhilarating to me and scary at the same time. So it like shoves you outside of your comfort zone to a place of like just like the laughing giggles.
Right.
And watching other people ride that ride, I think, is one of my favorite things. Like even people I don't know, I find myself just looking at them being like, we're sharing an experience, you know, right. Like almost death, but really not. So I think that's a favorite.
What would Justin say about that? What attraction? He's probably standing right next to you saying,
No, he's not. I mean, Rise of the Resistance, right? Like that's phenomenal. I feel like, he might actually say Mickey and Minnie's Runaway Railway. Like he might actually say that. We really like so many of them, but maybe Mickey and Minnie. That might be it.
Okay. What about a family attraction? If you had a chance just to go on one attraction with your boys and, you know, your boys are younger, which would be the family attraction?
You know, what's interesting about this is I think my boys would say the Carousel of Progress.
Really?
Which is so not a popular choice, right? Like that is not
nice. Yeah.
Let's do it. But I think that one is the one they ask for the most. Like if we're out and about doing whole bunches of things, they'll be like, can we go on the Carousel of Progress? And I'm like, yes, we can.
Yeah.
Because no one ever is in line for that.
Right. Immediately, right now. Okay. You mentioned you're a foodie. So we're going to talk about this later on about, you know, health and whatnot, but let's talk about a quick service option. If you had a quick service option, picking up food on the go, where are you stopping for the family? Where's your family's favorite quick service?
Oh, probably Satuli Canteen.
Okay.
Yeah. Again,
really good ones here. How about if you guys are celebrating something special with the family and you had to go to a sit down, where would be your favorite sit down?
As the whole family, it's got to be the Castle. We've been there twice as a family, and we actually went there on the first day of school for the kids. And it's just kind of like just created such a special family moment. Okay. And then we went again this year on, well, we couldn't get in the first day, so it was like the second day.
Okay.
Yeah, that one's fun.
What about, I got two more. What about if you're walking around the park and your family knows it's your favorite snack and you're trying to behave yourself, but you got one snack that you're going to get on that day. What are you getting?
Oh, yeah, we're getting Dole Whip.
You're getting Dole Whips. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And my last question, as a Floridian, what is your favorite weather to visit the parks? Is it hot, sunny? Is it colder? Is it rainy because it's less crowded? What's your favorite weather to visit parks?
Yeah, it's definitely going to be warm. Okay. I love that feeling of like the sun and just like the birds chirping. It is going to be mid to high 70s to low 80s. Like that range for me, I'm like, yeah.
Gotcha. As a Floridian, has this worn off? Has the newness, the magic, the feeling of it worn off at this point?
No.
And has it changed how you visit the parks too now that you can go outside at any point that you want?
Yes. Okay. It's been so interesting because the kids in going to school and like sometimes they're like, we have to go to the parks.
Yeah, yeah.
And I'm like, what? Like, I think that was the biggest shock, Chris, was hearing the kids be like, maybe we can stay home today. And I'm like, really? Do we have to? So Justin and I find ourselves going to work at the parks, like during the day, like, cause we can do our work from anywhere. So
gotcha.
We go and work from the parks. And it's just like, so fun to have that, like, we'll work while we're in the line ride.
Holy cow.
Like the queue, and then we'll go ride the ride, you know? So him and I go a lot while they're in school and work from there. But it has changed things so much in just being able to, you know, after they're done with school too, like they'll be like, hey, like, can we go play at the Dino area in Dino Land? And we're like, yeah. And so we'll just go for like a couple hours. So I think having that like stress-free, like we can come back and we can that has been mind-blowing because that is not my experience as a kid with Disney. It was like, you get everything done that you possibly can while you're there. And so it's been a huge shift.
That's what everyone tries to wrap their brain around, right? When you live 1,200 miles, 800 miles, 600 miles away, you're like, I need to get all that I can in this 5-day period or 7-day period. And after the fourth or fifth day, you're emotionally and physically exhausted, right? You've beaten yourself up because you're trying to go, you value like quantity over quality at that point. You're like, I need.
Yeah.
And then, but like, if you live down there, you're close by, you go frequently, it's just a different mindset. And if you live north of Walt Disney World, it's hard to wrap your brain around that, right? You just can't get your brain.
No, and it feels just like the impossible, right? Like that's how I felt about it until it started to become like the day to day. But that's where I'm like, this will, I mean, I don't expect this ever to not feel like it's just like the most gratitude filled thing ever. Plus with how Disney's created things, they keep it going. It never stops developing and being imaginative and having new possibilities. And because people are like, are you going to get like sick of the same stuff? I was like, no, not that I can see.
Yeah. Do you guys hang out at the resorts? Do you guys visit and do resort hopping and pin trading and all that stuff, Carrie?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. The boys actually have like a pin board in their room. So sometimes they'll go in there and they'll collect the ones off that they'd like to trade.
Nice.
We do that some. And then also the resorts, I think, are maybe one of my favorite things about being here. I love going and seeing like the newness and all the details that are within those resort areas, and they all have their own feel. Justin and I, like, one of our favorite date things to do is go to the boardwalk and go to Trattoria El Forno.
Okay.
And have like an amazing breakfast where we like share the things and the coffee. Oh my goodness. And then just like walk around the boardwalk, experience all the hotels for the holidays. They're all different. Yeah, it is a thing.
Carrie, that boardwalk, you know, shuffle there between Yacht Club, Beach Club, the Swan, the Dolphin. So I don't have an annual pass, but when my family visits, we try to go and experience Disney magic on different levels. And one of our favorite things to do is, you know, park or make a reservation, and you just take in from that walk around there. Maybe you hang out by the International Gateway, maybe take a Skyliner trip. And it's like a great experience for just a few hours. I agree with you. When you said that gazebo and the boardwalk, and you know, I recall what it was. It's the longer gazebo as you approach the bridge across to get to the International Gateway. And yeah. I've never actually seen a function there. But once you said that, it just kicked in my brain like 3 minutes afterwards, like, oh my heavens, I could exactly picture it. You're overlooking essentially what the dance hall is, and you see the Swan and the Dolphin in the background as you overlook, you know, Crescent Lake there. So yeah, fantastic.
But, and I love that you and your family do that, because it is like the extra magic that people maybe don't even know about to do, because you're, you know, trying to cram everything in. But those are like the deep breath type of like soaking it all in moments when you take an opportunity to do that.
Yeah, we're going to do some shopping in the shops. We're going to go to Skyliner. It's the best part of it. So, all right. So I want to go and move from the Disney version of the show to a different version of the show. And this is not any less important. As a matter of fact, it's more important than the first part of the show. So I want to talk about, really, again, you know, what I've seen on Facebook and what I can tell from you. So you've undergone a significant change of your life, you and Justin. So I'll just put it out there. So you guys were much larger at a certain point in your life. Mm-hmm. So I want to give you the opportunity to talk about what it was, the motivation, and like what it is now, if you don't mind. So let's start off with the beginning, and let's even go back to when you were, you know, back in Michigan and teaching and whatnot. If you don't mind, I'll give you the stage.
Would love that. Yeah. I think the best way for me to explain where I was at was, I had really no belief that it was possible for me to really get to a healthy place, physically. And at that point, like, just a little bit about my life. So this would have been, I'll take you back to like 2019 before we found like the program that helped us do all of the transforming. And, in that space, I was working as a full-time Montessori teacher for 3 to 6 year olds. Our boys were really little, and I was just exhausted. I had like nothing left after my workday. And so all I wanted was just to feel the energy that it would take to, like, you know, like climb the stairs without being winded at the top, or like be able to play with my kiddos on the floor and get up without like noticing. And like, I just wanted to have, I wanted to be able to take a deep breath and like just really fully live, and know what it felt like to feel good. And honestly, before I started, like I said, I didn't think that was possible. And that's kind of the space that I was in, before.
Can I ask you a specific question? And you may want to not answer the question. So looking at pictures of you, seeing your face now and seeing your face before, again, you were a much different person of you. I mean, can I ask you the question of quantify that number? What did you used to to go in as curious in terms of weight. Would you mind answering that question?
Oh, I am an open book. I am so happy to answer these questions. So yeah, I started out at around like 236.
Okay.
Is where I was at. And I just, it was hard. It was hard. I was really, really sad and really, really exhausted. And I think to bring you into like the mental space of where I was at, I was felt like I was running around, like trying to put everyone else's oxygen mask on themselves. Like, here, you have some air and you have some air, and like, I'm going to give you this air. Which is really kind of impossible to do for other people, but that's what I felt like I was doing, putting myself on the back burner and not breathing in, not receiving for myself in order to give out the amount of energy and the amount of love and care that I really desperately want to give. Like I love to give, but in what I've learned through this process is that first I have to do that for myself, and no one else can do it for me. And I can't do it for anyone else, but I can support people in it.
And you've tried though to do that though. You tried to go and give yourself that support by a bunch of diets, correct? I mean, I'm sure you would say I've tried a billion diets, ketos and gosh knows what else, right?
So many things.
Okay.
Yes.
And did they have any success? And the reason I'm saying this was, so this is not like, oh, about all the weight loss and whatnot, but there's a significant change in your mindset once you commit to a program after you see results, but also that you believe in it. And here's why I say that. I was at one point 242 pounds. I'm about 175 right now. I've kept that off for about 15 years. And I know what works in my life, but I don't want to go and preach that.
Yeah.
But I know as I approach 50, I'm 48, as I approach 50, I feel as good today as I felt when I was 25 years old. I'm stronger. I'm almost faster and I feel great. But I don't want to project it onto people. I haven't had that self-confidence to project that onto people or say, hey, I can help you with this. Mm-hmm. But looking at your posts, I see it. And I'm like, yeah, you know, I love it. So, but when the diets that you had, was there any success in those diets, and were they sustainable, Carrie, at all? Or what was the switch that flipped? There must have been a day when you were like, that's it.
This is
the day. Okay.
I'm sorry. That's such a good question. And congratulations on your health journey, because it's a big deal. Mm-hmm. And in celebrating that, you feel good, you know? And I think that's the key, is finding something that helps you feel good while you're getting to your results too. And so we had tried so many things beforehand. It's always been important to us to, like, especially since we had our boys, like, we wanted to pay forward, you know, whole health. And so when we were trying those other things, we would have, like, I would say, I mean, like a 20 pound, even up to like a, you know, 30 or even to like 40 pound weight loss. That's quite a bit of weight to lose.
Yeah.
And then the emotional stuff would kick in and life would get lifey, and we would be back down the busiest street eating all the things. And we were just in this like yo-yo mentality of like all in and all out and all in and all out, where we just were like not finding something that was sustainable. Like you talked about, it was kind of more of a diet mentality than a whole health lifestyle shift mentality. Okay. And that's the difference of what started to happen when we started what we're doing. And I think what we found, Chris, was like when we started, it didn't take long to feel good, to feel better, to have that energy that we were needing because of the science behind the nutrition. Our bodies were getting everything they needed, nothing they didn't. And so there started to be like more mental clarity. There was that moment I will never forget where I woke up and I was like, I'm not mad at like waking up today. There's just that difference of that fog versus like, wow, you know, I have some pep in my step.
I want to pause you and say this too. When you use the word "we" a lot here, and yeah. and so I'll give credit by just looking at you and your husband. You've done this together, and yeah. I've seen pictures of you. I've seen pictures of Justin, and Justin was a big old boy too at that point. So he's undergone some significant droppage of weight yeah. and energy. And the thing that I notice most of all, like, I know this is going to sound like an infomercial. It's not. Is dang it. The Heinz have a smile in all their pictures yeah. that's like infectious to look at, but it didn't always look like that. So yeah. that's why I wanted to talk to you guys, boys. It didn't always look like that. Now it does. And there's a difference. So yeah. anyways, so I'm going to give credit to your husband as well, because you guys joined together in that journey. So, so good on you guys. What was that? But like, I know the moment I can actually crystallize it to a specific time and place where I made a conscious change in my life and I never looked back. And yep. that was 15 years ago. I know the exact moment in time that happened in life. Yep. Did you have a moment though, where you were like, this is it, I can't do this anymore? Or was it just an accumulation of steps to get you to that point?
You know, what was really, I'm so grateful for this, is that my sister started this program first and I needed her. Like, Chris, I was in such a protected state of my like emotional space at that point. Like I said, I did not believe it was possible. And so seeing her, I honestly was like, what are you doing? Like, why are, you know, she'd always been like very slender and growing up. Like, I mean, I outgrew her wardrobe like when I was just like a teeny little thing, and she's 4 years older. And so for me, I just had this juxtaposition where I was like, okay, she's thin, which, you know, is just like her natural state, and I'm just not, you know. And so anyway, when she started this, I was like, what are you doing? You don't need to be like, I was judgy McGee. And she was like, Carrie, I do not feel good. I do not feel like myself. I do not know how to feed myself or my children with anything other than like 80s diet of, mm-hmm. you know, like Pop Tarts and mac and cheese. She's like, I want to feel better. And I was like, oh, like it was like this light bulb moment of like, oh my gosh, like that switch from like the diet mentality that I'd been in to try to do things a little better for like incremental whatever to, oh my gosh, the importance of everyone's health. Like, mm-hmm. I want my sister to feel amazing, you know, like regardless of what it is that is, what else is going on. So she started, and I needed her too. I was so scared. I was so scared. I needed somebody that was within my five people, you know, like my five closest people to show me, that it was okay. possible to feel better. And she did. And I saw her lose her weight within like a couple months, which she didn't, you know, she ended up losing 40 pounds. That's a significant weight loss. Mm-hmm. But she felt good, Chris.
Yeah. So this is what I'm picking up, Carrie, is in all this, we've discussed like weight loss as like this most important thing. It's not. The weight loss is the byproduct because you're tired of just feeling crappy, right? Is that right?
Yes. And I'm like, man, if everyone can feel better inside, like with this and the science of stuff, that's what we talk about with the program all the time. I'm like, this program is a personal development program with a delightful side effect of health through, you know, through getting you wherever you need to be.
All right. Awesome. So what was the change that you made then? How did you start this? You looked at your husband, you're like, we need to do something. We just aren't. So
yeah,
what's the program?
Actually, it was, I need to do something. And I had seen her do it. And then my mama, she saw my sister, and she actually saw the education that comes with the program. And my mom was like diving into the books, and she was like, oh, she's like, this is what I've been waiting for. Like, I want this education piece. I want the whole health stuff. And so she started as well. So I saw both of them just like energetically feel so much better. And that's when I was like, maybe, I mean, I know it's not possible for me to lose the weight, but because still at that point, I did not believe it. But I was like, maybe I can feel better. And I was like, Justin, I just want to try this. And he was like, okay. So I started, and then a week in, I hadn't even gotten like the the program yet in the mail. And he was like, I'm doing this too. He does like all the cooking. I am still working on my chopping skills. Like, he loves to cook. Very skilled at it, which, you know, you can do this without any type of cooking. Like, I can still survive when he's not making the things for me. But he was like, we might as well do the same thing again. We've got that Minnie and Mickey mindset. It's like, we're going to go co-create together. So he jumped on too, and we started together the same day. And man, he ended up losing 130 pounds throughout the journey, and I'm down 95, but like within the first little bit is when I was like, okay, like this is the vehicle that I think can bust through. And I have to say that more than anything, as I started to see, well, I started to feel better, started to have that mental clarity. Like I said, like my blood pressure normalized within the first 3 weeks when I went, like, I'm like seeing all of these health gains. And then like through the weight loss and seeing those like physical results, that is when the big moment happened, like you're talking about, where you're like, I had this moment where I was like committed to my health. It was like a busting through all of my protective layers. Like as my physical layers started to shed is when I said, what else have I been holding myself back from? What other dreams are actually in there? Even that like I had as a child or that I had now that I have been just like hiding so close to me, so protected. Like I barely put anything out. Like it's a miracle that people even knew that I had kids on Facebook because I was so guarded and so protected and so scared. I was terrified.
Well, okay, I can relate to that, but I can relate to that in a social media level for various things. And again, that's why part of the conversation is because I like to share this with everybody else because I see the same traits with other people too. And in our listener group and our friend group is that we share certain things and not other things, but that's okay. That's life. Some people will get the courage and some people won't. You attain the courage. That's what brought us together as friends here. So, I mean, I see pictures of you throwing it out there. Here I am. Here's me at my former size. Here's me at my current size. But look at that. Look at that. Smile go from ear to ear in those pictures as you know that increase. But okay, so if you could compartmentalize and let's describe like what was the changes, what did you actually do? Was it an emotional, was it a physical, was it an exercise, was it a dietary? Describe if you would, please, if you could.
Oh yeah, so when we started out, like everything as far as like the science piece of like getting us to a healthy BMI was like nutrition. I mean, it was all through the nutrition. And at that point, like, I mean, as a kid, I was in marching band, like I played the clarinet, like that was pretty well the extent of my activity other than some like some fun, like tubing on the Michigan lakes. You know? But I had not been an active person. I had not seen myself in that way. And in fact, when Justin and I came down here, for our wedding, we were like sweltering. And my sister, she was like, I want to move here. She actually does live here now too. She moved after us a few months after, but we were like, man, we won't ever move here because it's too hot. Mm-hmm. Like, we just were like miserable in that space. But that's the thing that like started with this was like the physical results started happening. Like I said, the mental, emotional for me opened up. Those are just so connected. And just starting to feel better in that way, I feel like gives you that motivation to say, well, what else is it that I want to have openness and curiosity to? It was that shift of feeling like instead of being in a all or nothing, like perfectionistic type, you know, like way of like, it's not, how is this ever going to be possible? Or I don't even believe into a, okay, I can be open. I can be curious. I can have that belief of like, what's next? Like what happened. It served me to where I am. Honor that. What's missing? What's next? And move forward from there. So does that
okay. Yeah, it does. What is the program called? What'd you start? So that's the question we haven't answered. So where'd you pick this up from?
Oh, yeah. So my sister found this, and it's so awesome because she saw someone like you saw me, like living their health out loud on mm-hmm. Facebook. And oh, that was a process for me to get there, but it all happened within the journey. And it happened because someone asked Justin. They were like, "What are you doing? I need that." Mm-hmm. And no, I'm not going to reach out to your coach because I don't know her. Mm-hmm. So you're going to coach me. And Justin was like, "No." Carrie will coach you, I think. He came home and he was like, "Carrie, yeah. My friend at work needs this." So, anyway, it's been like such a beautiful thing in like learning how to live out loud and like I said, shed those protective layers in order to help other people. But that's how it started. Our coach did that. Like she got through her comfort zone. And she pushed that button and she talked about her journey. And that's really what it's been in order for, like I said, the ripple effect to start happening. My sister, my mom, right. They were close enough to me where I was like, maybe I can jump off this cliff and try it myself. And so that's when we started. But that's when, I mean, the weight loss started happening fast. People were giving me the side eyeball in the hallway, Chris, like, what are you doing? Mm-hmm. And at that point, I had told no one. And I was like, okay, like it's time for me to let people know. And I think that's been the biggest gift to allow people to support, to have that community like you've built too. Like community is important, just in life, but the program in general, like, we started in helping people, it's called Hine Health. Justin and I worked together. He did eventually be like, "Yes, I want to do this too." After he voluntold me to do it first, he was like, "Oh, I really want that." And we always have wanted to work together. So Hine Health, is what it's called. And, we utilize the nutrition programs, called the Habits of Health. And it really is just meeting people where they're at in their health, you know, whether it is that they have like weight loss goals that they want to see, or they want to be able to live in like that optimal health space. We have amazing active, like utilizing like essential amino acids, for muscle health, which is something I've just incorporated in the last year myself. Like I said, I was not active. Now I'm opening and curious, like, so I'm doing yoga every day. Like that was a huge stretch for me to start to bring in that activity, but I feel so much better just with the breathing, like getting in steps. But you can be like a super duper active person and be supported in your nutritional health through this. People who want better sleep, people who want to work on healthy relationships, healthy environment, healthy, surroundings, like all of the components that create whole health, and having a supportive coach, having somebody walk alongside you that is also a human doing this imperfectly, gotcha. And being able to progress with the community, the education, and the nutrition to back you.
Okay. So let me then kind of like summarize then, if I could. So the Hine Health is essentially what you've learned and acquired, practiced, and put into play in what you are now. And you want to share that. Yeah. But is the program then, if let's just say the person beforehand that your sister learned from, mm-hmm. was it the same program? Just mm-hmm. she learned from that coach and then you've yes. learned. Okay. Just so I understand. Yes. Gotcha. So
she connected me with her coach who walked alongside me, helped me. Like there's like, you know, weekly check-ins, and there's an entire private Facebook community with all of the resources, but more than that, like the positive and the realness. Like you need the realness factor because, like I said, humans, like we are all mm-hmm. doing this very imperfectly, trying to, you know, it's the contending. And so having other people that are also contending, in order to get you there. But yeah, the Habits of Health system through like the Optavia nutrition support, like it is huge, community in helping to achieve, that flip from what people think of as, at least what I thought of was like that diet piece, like the, I thought it had to be restrictive or like, I don't know. I had this mindset of feeling like it was going to be hard or like it had to be that. and flipping it to say, wow, like I can make some really what seems like small shifts, but turn into really big, meaningful lifestyle shifts.
Gotcha. I'm so glad to even talk about this because I know people in my life, I'll just say, I know people in my life that are heavy and probably at the point where, you know, it's been so detrimental to their health, but they can't stop. You know what I'm saying? And like they need, we have friends and we have accountability groups and we have this, that, and the other, but it, you know, it's brought about no significant changes that have stuck. Mm-hmm. And you know, like I said, I'm not 25 and saying, oh, look at how good I'm almost 50. You know, I realize where I'm at in life and I've been able to sustain that. But I want to see that other people that need that or thought they couldn't have that may find a person they can connect with, you know? Mm-hmm. And so that's why I'm talking to you, Carrie. So you and Justin, I got normal dudes that lived in Michigan, moved to Florida, followed their dream, underwent a significant change because they literally looked and said, I am just not happy. I want to feel better in life. The weight will come off. I just need to feel better. Yeah. Nothing has worked. Keto hasn't worked. None of this stuff has worked. Even though it's brought off weight, I put it all back on. And then it probably put on more when you brought it back on. Right?
Yeah, more.
And it's like, enough of this. You get to a certain point. And like I said, I have that moment in my life that's crystallized. And it's been like, It's been a long time. I'll never go back. I know that in my heart at this point, I'll never go back to that spot. Mm-hmm. But I see people, angry face, working out at the gym. Look at, I'm going to take this seriously. And I know you haven't reached that point yet. You haven't hit that spot. You haven't bottomed out yet where you know you can't get it done on your own. You need to get some help that knows what they're doing at that point. And I see that all the time. I don't have the confidence because honestly, I know it works for me. I know it works for me and my wife, but I don't know the actual steps to go in and park to somebody else, you know, but that's why I love talking to you about this. So if you could then, give me three things since you've undergone your change. So again, if you said you were 230-ish and you've lost about 100, you're 130. At the 135 version of you, which is, again, just the byproduct, but what are three things that you've seen like in your life that's really like, oh yeah, I noticed I've got this. I noticed this about me and this. So what are three things you can describe?
I'm going to call it zest.
Okay.
I'm going to say zest is the first thing. That feeling of being like, wow, like Gideon said, when we came down here, there's so much to experience here. Mm-hmm. Like it's that feeling of just having that energy that it takes to be creative instead of being in a fixed mindset. So the willingness to grow, I think would be another, like the curiosity, the openness. And I think along with that comes awareness. The awareness of what the things that I'm telling myself, the things that as humans, like we all have those thoughts, we all have those feelings, but the understanding that I'm not those, you know, like I'm not actually those. And so I can become aware, have more consciousness around, oh, like I'm having the thought that I can't do this, or I'm having the thought that blah. And it gives me more options. It gives me the capability to say, hey, like what is something that I could do in this moment? I'm having this feeling, or I'm having this thought. What is something I could do in this moment that's going to serve me, to bring some breath of fresh air into my space of like putting that oxygen mask on myself to say, it's time to get real about what you're feeling, not ignore those things. Cause I was living in a ton of guilt and shame that I didn't even have awareness around.
And Carrie, I think, yeah. So even this, the conversation, I wanted to describe you with these words. You were open and truthful with yourself eventually, right? And you were accountable. So you knew at that point that your cheat day, that wasn't going to, I mean, that was just, that was just, start of a bad cycle. And you know what? That you were willing to be committed to whatever you were doing. So if those aren't accurate, you know, but I mean, I thought those were pretty much accurate for how to describe
this. Thank you. And yeah, I mean, it's just, it's, I feel like everything that we're doing in life, it just gives us feedback. Mm-hmm. And if we don't make that feedback wrong, it's just, it is just what it is. You know, there's truth in that. What happened, happened. And so for me, like for an example, there's feedback if I have certain things that, you know, I'm eating and now I'm allowing myself to really feel it and say, wow, like, okay, how does this make me feel in the moment? And also how am I feeling after? And so that helps me inform so many of my choices. Like, okay, so now I know when I do this, I feel like this. I have that feedback in my space. And I think it's been so pivotal to just be on a nutrition program where I actually know what it feels like to feel good, Chris. Yeah. And I didn't know that before. And once you know what it feels like to feel good, you can't unknow that. Yeah. And so it's like, and not only do I know how it feels, but I know what to do in order to bring that forward. And so it helps me to be like, okay, well, I have feedback from this choice and it's not a cheat. It's not a whatever. I made an informed decision. It's a choice. And I can take that feedback and I can, you know, move on from there. So like if I take the feedback and I have felt awful, I mean, I'm not saying I'm perfect, not eating all the things since this journey I have, but it's the not making it wrong. It's the saying, hey, this is how you feel when it happens. Okay, now you have options. You know, your next choice can be something that makes you feel amazing and move forward from there.
So again, a real statement. I want to make sure I'm not putting words in your mouth. If you're listening today and you're like, okay, you know what? If let's just say you made an eye roll and you're like, oh, that'll never be me. Or my life's too busy. I got this, that, and the other. I got three kids. Carrie's got two kids. I got three kids. All right. So if you're listening and you made the eye roll, is it safe to say you're just not ready to start this program, right? You need that moment that you need to say, I got it. I understand it. I'm sick of it. Is that accurate? Would you agree with that?
I think so completely. Like nobody can tell you, hey, so-and-so, knock, knock, knock. Like you need this. Like, you know, you have to be at that space of what I would call like radical responsibility for your choices.
Good word. Yeah.
Thank you. Like, it's just, it's been the truth. And I've seen so many people, like, that's my favorite part is like, watching other people awaken. And maybe it's the physical piece that starts that awakening, or maybe it's the education that comes with it. And it's more of like an emotional, mental space that starts that. Because all of these energetic bodies, I guess, as you could say, like the physical ones, the mental, emotional, like they're really connected. And however it is that, like, whatever space you're in, you can do something. You can take that one next step, even if it's just breathing. Like taking an actual deep breath in your day, you know?
So let's bring this to a close here in a minute here. But I guess the question, if you stuck with us this long, is I want to ask and answer is the why. Why are we talking today? Because as you look around in your friend group on Facebook and in life, you realize you're at a certain spot where you're starting to get older, right? Your kids are getting older. You're starting to get older. And you've noticed your ankle hurts. Your hip hurts, your knee hurts, your back hurts, you have no energy, you're struggling to walk, you no longer can go to Walt Disney World and enjoy it like you used to because A, I'm just going to say it, you don't fit on the attraction like you want to, you're nervous about fitting on the attraction, you're nervous about walking the 4 to 6 miles or 8 miles that required, you know, or you have a scooter, and there are certain things that require that, I understand that. Mm-hmm. But the why is, you know, the weight in the mindset, you know, you've lost that at a certain point. That's the why for the show today. And I didn't view Carrie as an expert when I brought her on. I viewed Carrie as a positive person who is committed to a program that's made a lot of mistakes before. You're going to continue to make a lot of mistakes, but is accountable to herself and committed to the program. And so it's important to have a connection to somebody. And I'm not saying, hey, go and listen and talk to Carrie, but like literally we have a person in our friend group that is managing this and is battling this and is succeeding every day. And that's really the why. Is that fair to say all of that, Carrie, at that point?
Yes. And thank you, because that's how it's true. I am a human contending for whole health and wanting to pay it forward to anybody that wants to take a next step.
Okay. How could they do that? How do they get a hold of you? What's the best way?
Yeah. So, I mean, Facebook, connecting there, but you can actually connect with me and Justin through our website, which is heinhealth.com. So H-E-I-N health.com.
Okay. And Carrie is, and Justin is a member of EDCOT. So I, you know, as friends, so can find them there. But again, either find Carrie, K-A-R-I-E. So there's a lot of ways to spell Carrie. So K-A-R-I-E and Justin. And, you know, it's been one of the good things I found on social media and Facebook is being their friend. So, okay. Anything in closing you'd like to share? Just to wrap up, Carrie.
Well, first off, thank you. This has been so joyful and so fun. And I just really appreciate one, like you reaching out and us becoming friends. So thank you. And also, I think that I wanna, I'm gonna leave it with some Disney, which is all our dreams can come true if we have the courage to pursue them.
Look at that. Look at that. All right. So for my friend Carrie and for myself, we'd like to thank you. Again, join us in EDCOT, E-D-C-O-T. That's our friend. It's our listener group. And again, if you have any questions, Carrie, K-A-R-I-E, Hein, H-E-I-N, at heinhealth.com. You can also find them there. So that being said, we'd like to thank you. Have a great day.
Thank you, Chris.